Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that this broadcast will be a blessing and an encouragement to you. Over the last weeks, I've been talking about doomsday preppers and kingdom preppers. I pray today that you're preparing not for a disastrous destiny, but you're preparing for the kingdom of God and preparing your soul to be ready when you meet Jesus Christ, not only to live throughout eternity with Him, but to live a blessed and a wonderful life here on earth with Him through the peace of Jesus Christ, knowing that you're born again. Please let me pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every heart that's under the sound of my voice, that you'll touch their hearts, save the lost. I know there's young people listening to me that need help. I know there's older people today that need help. I know there's families today that's lost their jobs. They need help. Lord, our help comes from you, and we seek you today, and we ask that you send us peace, send us what we need, and I know what you ordain and who you ordain, you sustain, and I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I'd like to read two verses of scripture. 1 Samuel 17:47. David said this before he went to fight with Goliath. He said, "For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." I like that. He didn't say into my hands. He said into our hands. In other words, David wasn't just getting a victory for himself, but he was going for victory for his whole nation and his whole family. And Nahum 1:7 says this, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." Do you trust in him today? Because he will be your stronghold, and you can run to him in the time of trouble. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, the Bible says, "And the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts was evil continually." And in Matthew 24, it says, "And in the days, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of Son of Man." You know what? That's exactly how it is today. I've never seen a time, right now at the time of this broadcast, I'm 63 years old, but I've never seen a time which such great wickedness has swept across our country, and the morals of our country, and the disregard of life that people have. And our government is, and our leaders are looking for solutions and trying to make new rules and regulations, but they need to do like the prophet says, go back to the old ways, the old past, get in God's word, go back to the Ten Commandments, put the Ten Commandments back up in the schools, put the Word of God back in the schools, back in the courthouse. Put the Word of God. The Bible says, "If my people who are called by my name, if we'll humble ourselves and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways," the Bible says that he will hear from heaven and he will heal our land. But you know what? God has a way of escape for those that live righteous and trust him, because he is a stronghold in a day of trouble. And Genesis 7:7 says, "And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives, into the ark, because the waters of the flood." Let me tell you something, people. God told Noah how to prepare for the day of judgment that was coming, that he had an ark of safety for him and for all that would come in. Noah preached for 120 years, and the only one that went in the ark with him were the animals and himself and his family. Kind of reminds you of today. Preachers, I want to encourage you, you just keep on preaching, you just keep on building, because one day the raindrops of judgment will fall, and those that have come into the ark, and our ark today is the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name where there is salvation but through the name of Jesus. There's only one way into God. His name is Jesus. Today, if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, I pray that you'll be prepared. Prep yourself to be ready for the days that are ahead. Prep yourself for going out into eternity. And you do that by asking Jesus to come into your heart. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. And not only will he forgive you, but he'll never bring it up against you again. And that when our souls are required of us, we'll find that haven of rest. And that haven of rest is Jesus. God bless you today. I want to thank you for tuning in. Keep praying for Trucking for Jesus. And if you have a prayer request, write me and let me hear from you. God bless you.